Chapter 17. Well, what else was there to do? I hadn't come this far, getting myself shot, bashed on the head, and well stopped, just to arrest her. I mean, I was going to arrest her, of course, but it was next to impossible in the center of the Count's stronghold. Besides that, I wanted to find out a bit more about the Count's proposed uprising, since this would certainly come within the jurisdiction of the Special Corps. If I was going to re-enlist, I had better bring along a few prizes to show my good intentions. Anyway, I wasn't so sure I wanted to re-enlist. It was a little hard to forget that scuttling charge they had tried to blow up under me. The whole thing wasn't so simple. There were a lot of things mixed up in this. One fact being that I enjoyed Angelina, and most of the time I was with her, I forgot about those bodies floating in space. They returned at night all right and chopped at my conscience, but I was always tired and went to sleep quickly before they could get through and bother me. Life was a bed of roses, and I might as well enjoy it before the blossoms withered. Watching Angel Lady at work was a distinct pleasure, and if you stood my back to the wall and made me swear, I would be forced to admit that I learned a thing or two from her. Single-handedly, she was organizing a revolution of a peaceful planet, and it stood every chance of succeeding. In my small way, I helped. The few times she mentioned a problem to me, I had a ready answer, and in all the cases she went along with my suggestions. Of course, I had never toppled governments before, but there are basic laws in crime, as in everything else, and it is just a matter of application. This didn't happen often. Most of the time, during those first few weeks, I was plain bodyguard, keeping a wary eye out for assassins. This position had a certain ironical angle that appealed to me greatly. However, there was a serpent in our little Eden of insurrection, and his name was Erdenrunt. I never heard much, but from a word caught here and there, I began to see that the Count wasn't really cut out to be a revolutionary. The closer we came to the day, the more pallid he became. His little physical vices began to add up, and one day the whole thing came to a head. Angeligant and the Count were in a business session, and I sat in the anteroom outside. I shamelessly eavesdropped whenever I could, and this time I had managed to leave the door open a crack after I had checked her into the room. Careful manipulation with my toe opened it a bit more until I could hear the murmur of their voices. An argument was progressing nicely. There were a lot of them at this time, and I could catch a word here and there. The Count was shouting, and it was obvious that he wouldn't give in on some simple and necessary piece of blackmail to advance the cause. Then his tone changed, and his voice dropped so I couldn't hear his words, strain as I might. There was a saccharine wheedle and whine in his voice, and Angelina's answer was clear enough, a loud and positive no. His bellow brought me to my feet. "Why not? It's always no now, and I've had enough of it." There was the sound of tearing cloth, and something fell to the floor and broke. I was through the door in a single bound. For a brief instant I had a glimpse of a struggling tableau as he pulled at her. Angelina's clothing was torn from one shoulder, and his fingers were sunk into her arms like claws. Clubbing my pistol, I ran forward. Angelina was a bit faster. She pulled a bottle from the table and banged it into the side of his head with neat efficiency. The Count dropped as if he had been shot. She was pulling up her torn blouse when I came roaring to a halt. "Put the gun away, Bent. It's all over," she said in a calm voice. I did, but only after making sure the Count was really out, hoping an extra slam might be needed. But she had done a good job. When I stood up, Angelina was already halfway out of the room, and I had to run to catch up with her. The only other thing she said was, "Wait here," when she steamed into her room. It took no great power of divination to see that there was trouble coming, if it hadn't already arrived. When the Count came to with a busted head, he would undoubtedly have some second thoughts about Angelina and revolutions. I thought on these and related subjects while I matched coins with the guards. A few minutes later, Angelina called me in. A long robe covered her arms.